This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. On the back of my Chafetz Chaim, it says, Ein mishpacha ba'olam. Shaloimdim lefi ha-seder shal shtei halachas liyoyim shaloi ro eza yishehi yeshua bin yeneyem. The Manchester Roshiva said there's no family who learns Sefer Chafetz Chaim daily that will not experience some form of salvation. We're in the thick of what we call Hilchos Apei Tlasa. Yesterday, we said over the first interpretation of Apei Tlasa, namely, if you have information that could be interpreted in two ways. One way is slightly bad. One way is slightly good. I'm sorry, one way is slightly bad. One way is good. And you're not sure how it's going to come out. We allow you to say it in front of three people because that will ensure you'll say it in the way that the connotation is good. Now we're going to come to the more commonly recognized application of Apei Tlasa. Yesh Oimrim, some say, who is this some? The Rambam in Halacha He of Hilchos Deos. Now, the fact that the Chafetz Chaim says Yesh Oimrim means that it is not unanimously accepted. If somebody already spoke Lashon Hara in front of three people, even though certainly he was over on Lashon Hara, so he already violated Lashon Hara. And he already, let's say, violated 17 mitzvahs loisase, 14 mitzvahs ase, many arurim, and he put himself in grave danger. But he already did it. If one of the listeners repeated it to others, then the listener is not over Lashon Hara. Why? Mitam. Since three people know about him, the matter has already been heard, and everyone knows. Why? Chavrach chavra isle. Your friend has a friend. Uvedaver ha'asalis gale, something that is destined to be revealed. La'asar atayr mishum Lashon Hara. The Torah never asered because of Lashon Hara. So this is the more commonly understood application of Apei Tlasa. A guy said Lashon Hara in front of three people. One of those three listeners that heard firsthand that this Lashon Hara was said in front of three people, so they know personally that the matter is going to spread. They could repeat it. Even though you could ask, how do they know the matter is going to spread? Oh, if three people know about it, it's going to spread. Yeah, but I'm one of those three people, so don't say it, and now it won't spread. No. Something said in front of three people will get out. It's not because of me personally. Something said in front of three people, in other words, if somebody says something in front of three people, it's going to get out, and then one of those listeners is allowed to say it.
The
Hefter of Apei Tlasa is there are three people there, not three people who are committed to spread it. It's said in the presence of three people. Now, the Chafetz Chaim says, V'davka l'saper b'derech akrai. This heter, which by the way we're going to see is not unanimously maintained, is only to say it occasionally. You know, you just meet someone and you happen to say it. It cannot be the intention of one of these three people to spread the matter further. It's only he says it, so to speak, agav orcha. In a footnote, the Chafetz Chaim adds, "V'yeshoy mirmoy da'afilu b'derech akray einir motor." Even to say it, so to speak, not to spread it further. Rakim this galgal zel inyan derech agav b'sach dibur. It's only if it came up derech agav in the course of your conversation. Avaloi sheichavin l'saper zel inyan levad. It can't be that the intent of the speaker is just to say over this matter. Okay, so already, it's not unanimously maintained. You can't be intending to spread it further, and it can't be the only subject matter of your conversation. Now, afilu im lo yisaper b'shem isha siper lo. You're not allowed to do it if your intent is to spread it, even if you do not say, who told you? Rak yisaper stam, you just say it unqualified. Shekach v'kach nishma ploini. In other words, let's say a guy, Reuven, brings Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And he says, Yisachar, Yisachar, you wouldn't believe what Yisachar did. You know who Yisachar voted for in the mayoral election in New York City? What's wrong with that guy? Yisachar. So now, are you allowed to just say over to Zevulun? Could Yehuda say over to Zevulun, you know who Yisachar voted for? No. Could Yehuda intend to spread it further? No. Even if Yehuda doesn't say that Reuven was the one who told him, Shekach v'kach nishma'al pleni, afal pikein einenu nimlat me'yesu lashonara. Now, this is the heter, which is a yesh oimrim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, va'afilu ma'ashe tarnu b'meinu miskam legalos, even the heter, to repeat it, if you don't intend to spread it, davka ha'shameh harishain, only someone who heard it with his own ears from Reuven. Sheshama ba'atzmai, he heard himself. Masha Reuven siper al Shimon ba'apetosa, what Reuven said about Shimon in front of three people. Avomi sheshama mimenu, but what if, you know, one of the three guys goes along and tells Zevulun, you know what Reuven said in front of three people? Zevulun can't say anything, because Zevulun cannot believe the guy who told it to him that it was said in front of three people. So people wonder, but Bidan Lekav Schos, that he told you that it was in front of three people. No, you don't Dan Lekav Schos. He has no credibility. Do I have to assume he's lying? Yes, you have to assume he lied to you. But he's such a nice guy. He says Pitamak Torah is from a klaf. That's fine. But regarding this, he's a liar. Asur Lelech Achar Kach Al Smach Hazeh. You cannot rely on this. You cannot go based on this. Sha'amar Alay HaMesaper Alay. That the speaker told you. Sheshamar Dar Vazeh Ba'apei Tosa. That he heard this matter in front of three people. Ula Saper La'achar Me'agnu Sheshamar Al Shimon. Then repeat over the disparagement that you heard on Shimon. Afim Lo Yazker Mihu HaMoitzeh HaMevi Al Azazeh Al Shimon. Even if you don't say who the original speaker was. Unless you know that this is already known by everybody. Everybody knows. Let's say, for example, it was on the radio, or it was on the front cover of the paper. So now, you don't have to take anyone's word for it that three people know about it. It's obvious three people know about it. So then, you don't have to, you're not limited by the fact that you didn't hear, your ears didn't hear personally, it's said over and thrown in front of three people, because you have conclusive evidence, three people know about it. Okay? It goes without saying. Let's say the second listener doesn't know at all the story. Let's say the listener, somebody who found out about this, does not know at all if Reuven actually said this about Shimon. So in other words, like this. Reuven said about Shimon in front of Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. Zevulun is really not sure if Reuven said this about Shimon. But Yisachar told him. No, you can't believe Yisachar. Ein la'aminoi. Bezeh she'Reuven avra l'slashon. You know why you can't believe him? Because you're going to have to believe Yisachar that Reuven violated Lashon Hara. You're not to believe Yisachar that Reuven violated Lashon Hara. Bidan Reuven lekav schos, that he never spoke Lashon Hara. Ela afilum hu yoidea ba'atzmai she'Reuven sibug nos al Shimon. What if you know for sure Reuven spoke about Shimon? Why? You saw it on camera. You just don't know how many people were there. And one of the guys who was there said it was in front of three people. You can't believe him. Acheinenu yodeim hoi ba'apei tosa. V'hashoymei arishan, and a guy who was there, Gilalai, revealed to him, shahaya ba'apei tosa. Afal pikein asr alai lismaychal dvar bazeh. You can't rely on him. V'chayshinam were worried, dim alai hoyazeh ba'apei tosa. Maybe this was not in front of three people. V'einenu asr lehizgalais. And then it's not going to get out. Therefore, you can't say it to anyone. Okay, so right now, there is a yesh oimrim that if you know for sure, how do you know for sure? Either you were there, or everyone knows about it. It was publicized. it would not be Lashon Hara to say it over, provided that your intent is not to spread it further, and it's not the only thing that you're saying, it just came up in the course of conversation. But it's a Yesh Oimrim. And as we're going to see, some Rishonim disagree. So, it would be a Safek Isser D'Oraisa. This is the big heter in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. That this is one case that's not a Vada Yisr D'Oraisa. So you say, I rely on the Rambam. Okay, no problem. If you're a Sfardi, maybe you could say that. We'll see about this heter more, Bez Hashem, in the coming days. Okay, Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.